Let me share a little positivity with you today. What's going on, y'all? It's yours truly, Alaysha Denise, and I am so thankful that you decided to tune in to the Confessions of a Lady on A Lady Talks podcast. Before we get to the episode, here's a word from our sponsors. What's going on, beautiful people? It's yours truly, Alaysha Denise, and you are tuned into the Confessions of a Lady on A Lady Talks podcast. And I'm going to just get right into it today because as I was sharing on Instagram earlier, I recognized that I have to tell people where I am right now. And when I say where I am, I mean the mental, emotional space that I am in, because it helps to give you context to the rest of what's going on. I could tell I wasn't being who God called me to be when I started lying to people to protect myself, my image. The Bible talks about losing your life by trying to save it. I'm writing this confessing that I've been trying to save my own life. I've been operating under a Jesus/God complex that if I work hard enough, God will fill in the blank. You know, come through on my finances, come through in my car, come through in my health, come through in the desires of my heart. Well, while listening to Transformation Church's message today, I recognize how much real work, hard work, that I need to do. Recently, I've prayed, God, expose the wickedness in my heart, uproot it, and replace it with your spirit. You know what? Just give me a clean heart. Let my heart be pure as gold in your sight. Help me heal from people-pleasing and caring what others think. Expose to me and my accountability partners, my Davids and my future husband, my weaknesses, so that your strength will be made perfect in them. Give to me, Lord, tangible practices and disciplines that I may not sin against you. Instruct me in all righteousness, that my life may glorify you and win souls for the kingdom of heaven. I'm tired of living on my own, in my own strength and power. Let it be done in Jesus' name by your spirit. Amen. Initially, this prayer caused anxiety and fear in many areas of my life to be exposed. Shame soon followed, then guilt, depression, pride, inadequacy. The list continues on. But God, thank God, praise God, to God be all the glory. He began a good work in me that He will see through to completion. Me knowing that and walking in that every day of my life, no matter what is going on, is pivotal. With that being said, early this morning, I had a passenger who was very rude, called me out of my name, and I canceled the ride. The same passenger left a large amount of money in my vehicle. Now, I could have very easily just kept it, but I didn't. And don't get it twisted. I wanted to. I really wanted to. Really, really wanted to. But I also wanted to be obedient to what I felt like God was saying to me. And I didn't want to miss out on the ultimate blessing, which is God being pleased that I'm surrendering, that I'm crucifying the flesh so that I might live. I dropped the money to this passenger, and something different happens in my heart than what was happening earlier. Let me give you a little glimpse of what was happening earlier. Lord, you know I want to keep the money. I'm a little discouraged, but I surrendered that disappointment to you. God, I need my finances to change for the better. And maybe it's not a need, but a desire. Lord, you put it on my heart to return that which is not mine, and I pray for a heart shift as the exchange is made. So I just mentioned that I felt different. I felt better than what I anticipated feeling when I gave the young person their money back. I had also written a letter that I will share with you all that caused me to recognize gifts within myself that I had been neglecting, that I had been fearful of, honestly. The point of all of this is to say that I have wanted to grow. I have wanted to mature. I've wanted to do better. And I have fallen short of those standards, but I've been trying to do everything on my own and in my own strength. The word tells us in Zechariah 4:6, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. His Spirit. Lord, your Spirit. That it gets done by your Spirit. And it's ironic. I found it ironic. Extremely. Ooh, it's 11:11, y'all. I found it extremely ironic that today's scripture on the Bible app, which came from Psalms 127:1, said, unless the Lord builds a house, its builders labor over it in vain. Unless the Lord watches over a city, the watchman stays alert in vain. All to go back to say, we don't do these things in our own strength. The reason we are able to do anything that it is we do is because of the strength of God, the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of us. The reason I was able to give back that which was not mine was because of God, because of His Spirit dwelling on the inside of me, convicting me to do what my flesh did not want to do. And for me, that was growth. If only you knew the conversations that I was having at the beginning of last week, you would notice a difference. You would know how hard it was. More challenging than just, ooh, I found some money, I'm gonna keep it. No, I found a significant amount of money, and the person who left it was very rude to me, called me outside of my name. And this amount of money could help in so many ways right now. But God is good. God is better. What He has for me is better. And it's not to say that God is going to turn it around in a financial way. He might turn it around in my character some more. He might turn it around in my confidence. He might turn it around in my ability to articulate a story or an occurrence in my life that happened without me putting people on blast in such a way that it damages their character. There's so much to learn. There's so many ways that we can grow. And even me doing the podcast late, people say better late than never, but and I'm not mad at that. However, I'd prefer to be on time. I'd prefer to give quality content. So something's got to change. And with that being said, I'm going to figure it out the same way that this week I surrendered a certain problem to God, and He gave me an opportunity to solve it myself, to do it in my own strength, or to do it by His Spirit. Which will you choose today? I appreciate you all for listening. You know what time it is. It's your girl, Alaysha Denise. You're tuned in to the Confessions of a Lady on the Lady Talks podcast. And I'd like to sign out for the last time from the Confessions of a Lady, because the Confessions of a Lady will now be testimony over tea. I hope y'all are ready to have tea with a lady. That's me. Peace.